Sagt der Mishnah weiter, man sagt es Shvuos, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Hey. So the previous Mishnah was a very detailed Mishnah. Well, let's remember one thing from what we just learned in Mishnah Dalet. What does Rav Shimon hold? Rav Shimon holds that the outside Soyer on Yom Kippur, the one that was brought on the outside Mizbeach for Musaf, the Seirim that are brought on Yom Tov, on Yom Tovim for the Karban Musaf, as well as the Soyer of Rosh Chodesh, each is Mechaper for something else. Now we're going to see another sheet as to what Rav Shimon says. Because not everyone holds that that was Rav Shimon's sheet. By the way, the Batanura tells us over here that whenever the Mishnah uses the name Rav Shimon without saying Ben so-and-so, it refers to Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. Here the Mishnah says Rabbi Shimon Ben Yehuda Omer. That's a different Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon Ben Yehuda Omer Mishmai. Rav Shimon, the son of Yehuda, says in the name of Rav Shimon that Seirim Hashechadashim, the Seir that's born on Rosh Chodesh, those Seirim that are brought every Rosh Chodesh Mechaprin, they are Mechaper Al HaTohar She'ochal HaSatami, on someone who's Tohar, who by mistake ate from a carbon that is Tame. Moisif Aleim Shel Regal, the ones brought on Yom Tov do more than that. Shem Mechaprin, they are mechaper for a tar, the person that ate tamei, plus, val she'ein bo yediyah loy betchila v'loy b'saif. They are also mechaper for someone who ate hegdash or went into the Beis HaMikdash, not knowing beforehand that he became tamei, and not even finding out afterwards. Moisif aleyan shel yom kippurim, the outside tzoyin yom kippur adds to that. She'ein mechaprin, they are mechaper for Alatar Shachal as a tummy, someone whose Torah ate a carbon that was tummy. Plus, Vial She'en Ba Yediyah Le'Bethchila V'Le'Besaf, someone who didn't know he was tummy, not beforehand and not after he went into the Beis HaMikdash. And add to those two, Vial She'en Ba Yediyah Batchila, someone who didn't know originally that he became tummy, Aval Yesh Ba Yediyah B'Saf, but he did find that afterwards. So if we can work our way backwards, according to this version of what Rav Shimon holds, according to what Rav Shimon ben Yehuda says, Rav Shimon holds, the outside musav of Yom Kippur is mechaper on how many things? And the answer is three. You know what they are? On a tardik, a person who ate something that is tameh. On a person who didn't know he was tameh, entered the Beis HaMikdash or ate hegdish, tardik a hegdish, and did not find out afterwards. And the person who didn't know to start with that he was tummy, but he did find it afterwards. So the Soyer on Yom Kippur, the outside Soyer is Mechaper on three things. The Soyer on Yom Tov is Mechaper for only two things. On a Tardik, a person who ate something that was tummy, and on a person who didn't know to start with that he was tummy and did not find it afterwards that he was tummy when he ate Hegdish or entered the Beis HaMikdash. And the Soyer on Shchaydish is Mechaper for only one thing, and that is on the Tardik, a person who ate something that is tummy. Amrulai. So they said to Rav Shimon ben Yehuda, Ma'o sheyikrivu zeh bezeh. Can these animals replace each other? Let's say this sawyer that was prepared for the musaf of one of these days was lost and later found. Can it be used for something else? Amalahen, he told them, hen, yes. Now, like in the previous Mishnah, they knew the answer, that the answer is yes. But their point was to go, oy bazoy, if that's the case. Amrulay, they sent him, Im Cain, so I understand you shall Yom Kippurim Kreven Barashi Chadashim. You want to say that the Yom Kippur goat can be used on Rosh Chodesh because the Kapara of Rosh Chodesh includes whatever the Yom Kippur goat could be Mechaper for. Aval Hech Shal Rosh Chodashim Kreven B'Yom Kippurim. But how can the Sawyer that was originally designated for Rosh Chodesh that was lost and later found in time for Yom Kippur, how can it be used for Yom Kippur? L'chaper kapara she'en ha'shalat, to be mechaper for a kapara that it didn't have the power to do the start with. Amalahen. To which he answered, like we learned beforehand, when they asked this shaila to Rav Shimon himself, kulan boyan l'chaper al tumas mikdash v'kachav. You're right, specifically, they refer to different things, but that's if you get into the details. But there's one umbrella over here. They're all mechaper for inyanim of tuma of the Beis HaMikdash or hegdash. And the Mela, it's not a problem that one replaces the other.